lot of back and forth. I'm just glad we just came out with the win.
Did you know that you were not out of bounds?
No, when it happened, I thought I was out of bounds. But then watching the replay, obviously I wasn't, so that was a good thing. But when it went off my face, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah, this was a rough night overall for everybody again. But you won, and you had a chance to. I mean, you hit two free throws to win it. Is that being able to close out a game yourself in the fourth quarter? Does that help you long term?
It does, because I haven't been able to do that in so long. So even just being able to play and feel a little better each and every game is a step in the right direction for me. It's going to be a long process until I get back to who I know I can be. But games like this where my legs feel a little better, I'm moving a little better out there, and are always positive for me mentally. So.
In the fourth quarter, you guys went to the U LeBron pick and roll for a few stretches there. You got a three off of it. You got a jumper off of it. When you were out, was that something that you envisioned as something that could be effective for you?
For sure. Because you got to pick your poison, whatever you want to do. Put two guys on me, he's going to be open. If you sit back, I'm going to shoot a jump shot. But you just got to pick your poison. So it's a tough cover, especially, even when Kyrie was here, that pick and roll with them two, you just got to pick what you want to take away, and then the other guy had the advantage.
How do you go from scoring 67 points in the first half to 37?
Just getting stagnant on offense. I think we didn't move the ball side to side offensively in the second half for whatever reason, and we got stagnant for a long period of time. And then the shots we did get and take, which were pretty good shots, we were missing, and I think we just got to try to somehow just put a full 48 minutes or close to 48 minutes as possible together, and we'll be tough to beat, but we got to eliminate those lapses we have because they're hurting us.
I mean, if you go back through and look at the transcript of things you've said after games lately, we would find the word stagnant.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why that's happening again and again in the second half?
I don't. I mean, if I did, I wish I could fix it. But we collectively as a group, we got to do a better job knowing that, okay, two or three times down, we haven't got a good shot. We need some ball movement. We need the ball to move side to side. And we need to find the best shot possible. And we can't continue to just take one pass shots, if that's the case. But we'll figure it out. We got to figure it out, but we will.